I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined here by the magnanimous Australian comedian and former criminal chopper. How are we doing this morning?
Yeah, not too bad at all. How you going, mate?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Now, you're a funny guy. Can you tell us a joke?
Oh, you can't do that. You can't just be like, tell us a joke. Give us a topic area and I'll work towards it.
Joke about spiders then, because that's the name of your... That's relevant to the title of your tour.
Oh, actually, spiders is one thing I don't have a joke about. Oh, maybe. Do you know what's worse than a homophobe?
An arachnophobe?
An arachnohomophobe, which is the fear of gay spiders. Oh, look at me, I'm so silky.
Thank you very much. You've got this new tour coming out where it's called Not Here to Freak Spiders. What can the audience expect in terms of subject matter?
Just everything. Everything everyone's talking about at the moment. You know what I mean? You ever heard the German word Zeitgeist?
Yes, I believe it's in our time or of our time.
Yeah, it's like ghost of the time or something. So, yeah, I'm talking about everything in the zeitgeist, everything we're up to. Mm-hmm. The show's mostly about all the kind of weird stuff that people have decided to panic about and waste their time kind of talking about. So it's basically telling people that, you know, that's a waste of time.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. The show is also meant to...
But mostly it's jokes, you know what I mean? It's never a point where I'm like, all right, well, you've had a few jokes, so now it's time for it to be a lecture. I'm a little 20-year-old, and I'm going to tell you about my life experience. None of that business. It's just a bunch of jokes.
I rate that. Nice, plain and simple. Straight down the middle. You mentioned in the press release for this that the show is meant to address some of the absurdities of life. What's happened in your life lately that's informed some of the new material in your new tour?
Well, I think the last joke I wrote for the show, because, you know, I try and keep going. If I notice more things that I want to whinge about, then I'll do that. But the last one I wrote about was a bloody picnic table. Well, who invented them? You know, you and five mates sit down for a picnic, someone needs to get up, it's like, oh, well, I guess we're stuck here forever. I mean, it's not exactly a modern problem, but yeah, I thought we would have done better by now.
Surely. Also, what is the criteria for a picnic table? What discerns it from a regular table, you know?
Well, that stupid benchy thing, where if you want to get out of it, you got to flip out backwards like a bloody scuba diver getting off a boat.
They're too true. Now, I want to play a little game with you here called Chop or Flop. Chop is a good thing, flop is a bad thing. Now, aviators, chop or flop?
Oh, definitely chop.
Definitely chop. Spiders?
Yeah. They're pretty chop as well, I reckon.
Pretty chop. What about New Zealand?
Like, you know, they could make you flop, I suppose, but it depends where they get you. New Zealand, definitely chop.
Uh-huh.
New Zealand, I'd go as far as to say chop.
Ooh, double chop. That's good.
Yeah.
What do you think of Eric Banner? Is he chop or flop? Because he played you in a 2000 biopic.
Well, he's arguably, you know, the OG chop to a certain extent, so you got to give him chop. I can't chop another chop, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose being chopper might be about chop another chopper. So I'm confused now. I'm having an existential moment.
Well, speaking of existentialism, Heath Franklin, is he chop or is he flop?
He's flop.
He's flop?
Yeah, just because we haven't said it for a while, mostly.
Crack up. And lastly, student radio, chop or flop?
Oh, student radio is pretty chop, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're playing bangers, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The weird stuff.
Yep.
As long as you're not just playing Taylor Swift.
And we won't catch me doing that. Now, there's been a bit of kind of a controversy around this latest tour. It's all centered around the name, which is Not Here to Freak Spiders. Some people online are calling you an arachnophobe. There's even a hashtag going around called Spread the Eight Legs because of your title. How have you responded to this criticism?
Well, I mean, that's not my blanket attitude towards spiders, you know what I mean? It's just this time I'm not here to do that to them. There are other times where I'm like, yeah, we'll see what you got going, you know, eight legs. Nice, I'm a leg man, you know what I mean? So I think it's, my comments have been taken out of context. It's political, cancel, woke culture gone, occupational health and safety. hopefully now that I've been cancelled, I'll get a Netflix special and I can whinge about it there.
I hope so too. I hope so too. Now, lastly, while I have you, how has your lived experience as one of Australia's most notorious criminals informed your comedy style?
I think people who see my comedy will agree that it's pretty punchy. And I've worked hard to remove all the kind of stabby elements of it. So, yeah, I think it's informed it pretty well.
Cool, cool, cool. Nice. Well, it was lovely having you here on the show, Chopper. You're coming in to Dunedin on is the 8th of June, Friday the 8th of June.
Yeah. Playing doing a couple of shows there at the Mayfair.
Yeah, the Mayfair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you played in Dunedin before?
Yeah. It's been on every single tour I've done, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, can't wait to get to Dunners. Hopefully got a bit of time to go for a drive around the point to the castle there. Fill my eyeballs up with some of that view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plenty of view to go around. Well, I hope you have a great day, and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hey, no worries. Thank you very much, and we'll see if we can try and kill that hashtag, that reprehensible hashtag that's trying to assassinate someone who's a very dubious character.
I'll try my best here on the radio. I'll try my best to cancel it. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was, what do you call him? Goddamn. Australian comedian Chopper, here to promote his latest tour, not here to freak spiders.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. But find more at r1.co.nz.